Boker Tov, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Tanit Kalash should be for the Refuah, Shalema, Walda Chanim, Wichlalam, Chemda, Verchon, Chemda, Verchon, 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 David ben Rachel Yafa ba Devorah Rivka ba Dechav Rivka ba Sef Shalom Yisrael Fahim Adam Shalom Rechana Yafa ba Miriam Yehudah ben Yafa Chaya Shalom Rechana 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 Simcha ben Makam Miriam ba Rechav Liz Miriam Chana Adana ba Adam Rechasta ba Adam Rechasta ba Rechana Ba Ba Gita Ba Ba Rechad Dan Ba Yisrael 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 Yosef ben Yafa Daniel Medina Yisrael 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 אליאנה שר בת שושנה, שם בן נעמי, וגם רפואה שלמה, נווה תהילה, נווה מרים, ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, דינה בית אפרים, שומר משלם, רינה בקבדן, ועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר וברכה בת אברהם, משה בן אפרים, סבר יוסף, ולהבדיל להיריון, דבורה בת מרים. We're on the bottom of the page, 78b, עין ח' עמוד ב', towards the bottom of the page, today's daf is daf 79. בוקר טוב, good morning. The bottom of the page 78b. The Gemara starts out. Hahi iteta debayat tavarchinu lenichsa. There was a woman who wanted to not give her husband. She was remarrying, and she did not want her new husband to take over her properties. So she was trying to do something migavra from her husband. Katavtinu lebarta. So what she did is she wrote all of her properties to her daughter, but not really in order for her daughter to take over them, but really just to prevent them from going to the husband. In Siva, she got married to the man, and then ended up v'gersha, and she ended up getting a divorce from the man. So Atayle kamei de Rav Nachman, she came in front of, flipping the amud, front of Rav Nachman. Karei Rav Nachman ishtara. Rav Nachman ripped the document in half. What is this kind of document? You're trying to play games? Azal Rav Anan lekamei de Morukva. Rav Anan went in front of Morukva. Amarle, he said to him, Chazi mor Nachman chakla'a, echi mekarea shtarei din nashe. Did you see this Rav Nachman? This Nachman who, he's not so fluent in the laws of dinim, and he came and ripping people's documents. See what he did? So Amarle, emali izi, tell me now, gufa de uvda hechi hava. What exactly happened? Amarle, hachi ve'achi hava. This is exactly what happened. She tried to write a document. It's called a shtar mavrechet. She's trying to write a document to prevent the husband from getting the properties. Amarle shtar mavrechet ka'amart. Are you talking about a document that's trying to run away from the husband? Hachi amar Rabbi Chanilai. This is where Rabbi Chanilai Bar Idi said, Amar Shemuel, in the name of Shemuel, Moreh hora'ani. I am a teacher. I am a moreh hora'a. Im yavo shtar mavrechet liyadi akar'ennu. If I get this kind of document in my hand, I would rip it. Meaning he's learning from there. Rav Nachman is learning from there that clearly you're supposed to rip it. It's not a valid document. Because what's the idea over here? She's not trying to give it to her daughter. She's trying to just prevent it from going to the husband. And that's not fair. Person is not willing to give all of their properties to someone else. That's not a true document. So Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman, Rava sister Rav Nachman, ta'ama mai. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, "Delosh shavik inish nafshev yahiv lacharine." You're not going to leave yourself alone and give all of your properties over to someone else. The Gemara answers, "says hanemila lacharine." That's only to a random person. Aval liberata yahiva. But to one's daughter, of course you'll give all your properties. You have no problem giving your properties to your daughter. Afilo achi still b'makom berata nafsha adifala. Even one's own daughter, when you're in place, you are more important than your daughter. Meaning, you're not willing to give all your properties away to your daughter if you're still alive, you're still here. Right? You would only do that in order to prevent the husband from getting the properties, and that's not considered a valid sale. The Gemara then says, Meitive, we have a contradiction. We're on 79a. Ayin Tet Amud Aleph.
You know, all the couples, they all do that, and this way they get also the benefit from the government. It's very common.
That what?
They say that older people, they put their houses and whatever properties the children, and based on that they get government aid.
Nachon. But that's for a different reason. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, nachon. So the Gemara says, Harotzeh shetavriach nechaseh mibala. Someone wants to hide and not allow the husband to touch the properties. So what should she do? Kotevet shtar pasim acherim. She writes shtar pasim. Shtar pasim in simple terms is the same thing as a shtar mavrechet. It's a document that you're not allowing the husband to get take over the properties. You write it for someone else, the property to be belonging to someone else. Divrei Rashbag, this is the opinion of Rashbag. The Chachamim say, Ratzam tzachek ba, if you want to, you know, laugh at her and play games with her, you can do that, and you can hold on to the property. Rashi says you can hold on to the property forever, ad tichtov lo mehayom l'ksheherze, until she writes an actual document that from this day and when I want you to take over the properties. Meaning, if she specifies that I don't want you to take over the properties until I tell you that I want it, I want to give it to you, then that's okay. But if she doesn't specify that, then the properties belong to you right away, and you can make fun of her by saying, "Hey, you wrote me the properties; they belong to me." What's the idea here? Someone is writing the properties to someone else to hide them so that the husband does not take over, so that someone else can come and say, "Okay, they're mine now," and run away with them, unless she writes in the document that only if I want you to take over those properties.
Unless you can go back any moment and she gets it back.
If she specifies in the document, ulak she'erze. So the Gemara says, "Ta'ama dekatva lehachi." The reason, because she wrote like that in the document. Halokatva lehachi. If she did not write like that, kanhanhe lokeach. The buyer would acquire the properties. So this is a contradiction on the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel said, "No, we rip it up." What do you mean you rip it up? It's a valid document. The Gemara says, "Amara bizera lakasha." It's not difficult. Habekula habemiktata. How do you answer the contradiction? Shmuel was talking about when she gives all of her properties. When she gives all of the properties, that's not valid. Nobody would give all of their properties to someone else and leave themselves alone. So that's for sure a joking type of document. Whereas if someone gives part of their properties, that would be a valid document.
But here was only one piece of land, not in our story. It was just one piece of land, was
it not? No, he said all the properties, yeah.
Okay.
The nichsa, all of her properties, that's why. Ve'i, so the Gemara says, the Gemara now asks on Shmuel. Shmuel, you're saying, okay, distinction between giving all the properties and giving part of the properties. All of the properties, not a valid sale. So if it's not a valid sale, then who's the next acquiring? Let the husband acquire it. Meaning you have a document giving all of your properties to someone else. That document doesn't count. So now it comes back to where it was before, and now you're married to this man. All of the properties should be under the jurisdiction of the husband. So the Gemara said, "Amar Abaye, asa'um kenechasim she'en yeduin labal v'aliba derbi Shimon." They made these properties like, if you remember yesterday and yesterday's daf, like properties that are not known
overseas
to the husband, like overseas. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the husband does not have jurisdiction over these properties. And if she sold those properties, the sale does count. So they made the property as if it's a property that the husband does not know of, and he does not have jurisdiction of. So it's not under him.
It's like a prenup.
Something along those lines. Okay, this is the first part of the daf. Second part, Mishnah. New Mishnah. Naflula kesafim. If she has an inheritance of money that falls to her, yelakach behen karka v'hu ochel perot, she should buy with those monies a property, and he and the husband should eat the fruits. Perot atlushin min hakarka. If she has an inheritance of fruits that are detached from the ground, yelakach behen karka, she should buy property with those fruits. V'hu ochel perot, and he, the husband, can eat the fruits of the land. Perot ha-mechubarin bakarka, if it is fruits that are attached to the ground that she inherits, Amar Rabbi Meir says, Shaminota, kama hi yafa beperot, we evaluate how valuable the land is with the fruits, v'kama hi yafa belo perot, and how valuable the land is without perot, without fruits. So really, you have a land with fruits attached to the ground. You evaluate how much the land would be worth with the fruits, how much the land would be worth without the fruits. You take the difference, and with that difference, she has to go and buy a property, and he benefits from the fruits from that new property. The Chachamim say, the fruits that are attached to the ground, they belong to him when they get married. And those of which that are separated from the ground, Shela, they belong to her. And with those detached fruits, you should buy a property, and he gets to eat the fruits from that new property.
So like, trushim is almost like metaltelin.
Right,
and the other one
exactly.
Is like, but the fruits of the adama,
exactly.
That's really what they get with mitzvah below.
Exactly. So the idea is also we're going to see that the Rashi says on the first Dibor HaMatchil on the Mishnah, the Chachamim only instituted for the man perot, the fruits. Whereas the principle itself, the principle has to stay for the woman. The woman does not get to lose the principal property that she owns. So she owns the property, and the husband benefits. The Chachamim instituted the fruits that the husband benefits from. This is a very important rule we're going to see in the Gemara. So the Gemara comes, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makom Shiafe Kocho Beknisata, in a place where he is stronger when they get married, Hura Kocho Beetziata, he's weaker when they get a divorce. Makom Shihura Kocho Beknisata, in a place where he is weaker when they get married, Yafe Kocho Beetziata, he's stronger when they get a divorce. What does that mean? The Mishnah explains, Ketzad, Perot HaMechoberin LaKarka, if you have fruits that are attached to the ground, Beknisata, when she gets married to him, Shelo, they belong to him. So he's strong over there. Ubi yetziata, when she gets a divorce from him, shela, they go back to him, they go back to her. So that's weaker at the end. Vatlushin minakarka, these detached fruits from the ground, when they get married, those that which she inherits, when they get married, b'knisata shela, they belong to her only. They're under her jurisdiction. U'v'yetziata, if they get a divorce, shelo, it goes to him. So you see, the ones that are stronger for him when they get married are weaker for him when they get a divorce. The ones that are weaker for him when they get married are stronger for him when they get a divorce.
But it makes sense. There's a change of title, and the fruits always, you know, belong to whoever is right at the beginning, to the husband, and to her back.
Nachon. Nachon.
Makes sense.
So the Gemara is going to ask a very important question. What's the difference between the Chachamim's opinion? They said the attached fruits to the ground are considered. Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim said, "Mechubrim lekarka shelo, atlushin min akarka shela." The ones that are attached to the ground are his. The ones that are detached from the ground are hers. So this opinion that came afterwards, at Rabbi Shimon, what's the difference between him and the Chachamim? The Chachamim basically said, attached to the ground is hers, detached to the ground is his. Rabbi Shimon said the same thing. Attached to the ground is his when they get married. When they get a divorce, it becomes hers. Detached to the ground is hers when they get married. And it becomes his when they get a divorce. Right? So, what is the difference between their opinions? The Gemara will come and explain, just to point out that most important point. The Gemara comes and says, Pshita, this is obvious. If let's say you have a man and a woman, they get married, and each one has their own opinion what should be done with this money. Ara ubate, should they buy land or should they buy a house? So the Gemara says, Ara, you should buy land. You should buy land with that money. Rashi says, Naflu la kesafim uba likach la karka, ze omer karka bat ziria anirotza vezot omer batim anirotza likach o ipoch. Or the other way around, we go after the land because the land brings fruits. It produces fruits. Whereas, let's say a second case, one of them wants to build a house, one of them wants to bring palm trees. So which one do we do? A house or a palm tree? Bate, the grand answer is no, we obviously build a house. A house brings more fruit. Dikle ve'ilane, a palm tree or other types of fruit trees. Dikle, a palm tree. Ilane ve'gufne, regular fruit trees or grapevine trees, grapevines. Ilane, we would go to other fruit trees. Iba zardita upira de kavre. You know, this is a type of fruit that is not such a good fruit, right? Rashi says it's a fruit velo hayu perian chashuv. They're not important types of fruits. Upiraf de kavare. It's like a fish pond, a pond of fish. These things, amrila. Some say pira. Some say it's considered fruit. It's considered produce. And we know the produce, the husband is zochel, the husband merits. Some say amrila. Some say karna. No, it's considered a principle, and really goes to the woman. So this, if let's say she inherits this fish pond and this not so ripe, not so great type of fruit, who does it go to? Is it under her jurisdiction or his jurisdiction? So machloket.
It says, in other words, the wood has importance, not fruit.
Nachon. It's not such great fruit that comes from this tree. So klala de milta, the general rule is, gizo machalif pira. If it's a type of trunk of a tree that it renews itself and reproduces more fruit, then it's considered fruit produce. And then it goes to the husband. That fruit goes to the husband. Ein gizo machalif, but if it's not a type of trunk that reproduces, it ends over there. It stops after it produces its first fruit. So karna, that's considered principle, and it goes to the woman. Okay? Amar bi zera, amar bi oshaya, amar bi anai, and some say va'amrila, amar bi abba, in the name of amar bi oshaya, amar bi anai, in the name of bi anai, hagonev, someone steals, flipping the amud, vlad behemat melog, if someone steals an animal of the behemat melog, the inheritance that she receives, she gets this melog, that an animal fell to her as an inheritance, and it gave birth to an animal, another animal. So if someone steals that given birth animal, mishalem tashlomei kefer leisha, he has to pay double to the woman.
Not to the man.
Right, it's not to the man, it's going to the woman. So who is this like? Keman, the Gemara asked. Which opinion?
Because
it's considered... The kafel is not the main point. The main point it's focusing on is it's going to the woman, not to the man. Ah. Why don't you pay to the husband?
It's a penalty.
It should pay to the husband. So the Gemara says, Keman, who is this following? Lo ke Rabbanan, v'lo ke Chananya. It's not following Rabbanan, and it's not following the opinion of Chananya. The Tanya, the Baraita says, V'lad behemat melog, this animal she inherits, that gives birth to an animal, le'baal, it goes to the husband. V'lad shivchat melog, whereas the animal of a maidservant that she received as an inheritance, le'isha, goes to the woman. So first opinion, clear, it's not like Rabbanan, because he says it goes to the husband. V'chananya ben achi Yoshia, Chananya, the son of the brother of Yoshia, so the nephew of Yoshia, Amar, asu vlad shivchat melog, ke vlad behemat melog. They made the child of an animal, of a maidservant that she received as an inheritance, the same as a child, as an animal that she received as an inheritance. Meaning, both of them go to the husband. So according to Chananya, both go to the husband. According to Rabbanan, at least the behemad melog, which we were talking about, that child, vlad behemad melog, goes to the husband. So no matter where you go, it's not like Rabbanan, and it's not like Hananiah. Why is this their opinion? Why are they afraid of something? So Rashi explains, why would we say that here? Rashi says, the second Deborah Matchil Tashlumei Kefel LeIsha. Why would you pay the double to the woman, but not lebal, not to the husband? Kasaka da'atach. We think the kasavar ain't a veladot pirei, that the animals that come, they are born, are not perot, they're not fruits. Ela keren, they're the principal. Be'ilakach be'en karka, and you should buy land with it. De'chayshinan shema tamut. We're afraid the mother might die. That's what we're afraid of. Ha'em shema tamut ha'em ve'yachala ha'keren, and then the principle will end. So buy a land with those animals, and then she will have the keren. That's the point. That's what we're saying goes to the mother. But the question still stands. It goes to the woman. But the question still stands. Who is this person following like? So the Gemara comes and says, afilu tema divrei hakol. Even if you want to say it follows all opinions, pirat takino de rabbanan. The rabbanan established fruits to the husband. Pirat de pirat lo takino le rabbanan. But the chachamim did not institute fruits of a fruit to go to the husband. Meaning this is a fruit, and the animal that is born to this animal is a fruit of a fruit.
The grandchild.
No, meaning the case that we're talking about is a fruit of a fruit. It's not a principle. That's how they're going to look. Rashi says,
a fruit of a
fruit? Rashi says,
the production of the first one.
Kefel haba alav.
Ah.
Right? So it's the here. Pira guf havalad. The animal itself that comes is the fruit. But the animal that's born to the animal that's born to the behemat melog, that's not a fruit. That's fruit of the fruit. Fruit of the fruit that chachamim did not institute to the husband. That could be an answer that works for both Hananiah and works for the opinion of Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, now let's ask a question on both opinions. Bishlama la Hananiah. It makes sense according to Hananiah. Haini delo chayshinan le mita. They're not worried for death. Right? Hananiah said everything goes to the husband. We're not worried the mother animal will die. Everything goes to the husband. Ela le Rabbanan. But according to Rabbanan, if they are worried that the animal will die, afilu vlad behemat melog namilo, even the animal that gives birth to another animal that she receives as an inheritance, that should not go to the husband. If we're worried for death, even that one should not go to the husband. Neither of them should go to the husband, not the shifchat animal and not the behemat that she receives as a melog. And if he is not worried for death, for the animal dying, afilu vlad shifchat melog nami, then even the animal comes from the maidservant that has a child, that should also go to the husband. So if you're worried for death, nothing should go to the husband because the keren, the principle, has to stay in the woman's hands. If you're not worried for death, let everything go to the husband. How can you find a middle ground that something goes to the husband and something doesn't, like the opinion of Rabbanan?
We're not talking about the tashlumei kefel, that the second kefel goes to the other one. Principle stays with the woman.
No, we're talking about that. Why the opinion of Rabbanan says that the shifchat behemat vlad behema goes to the woman, but the behemat vlad behema vlad melog goes to the man.
How does
That's
he know the wife is going to die, that he's going to be worried?
Not the wife is going to die. The animal. We're afraid of the he's saying, why, if you're afraid the animal is going to die, then you're saying the principle has to stay in the woman's hands, that both types of animal have to go to the woman. If you're not afraid the woman will, the animal will die, then really you're not afraid the woman will lose the principle, and really both the animals should go to the man. How can you find a case that one animal goes to the woman and one animal goes to the man? That's the Gemara's question. True. So the Gemara comes and answers, Le'olam chayshi lemita. Really, he does worry for death, the animal dying, and therefore everything should really go to the woman. Why does he say that? That animal goes to the man? So the Gemara says, Vishane behema, an animal is different, the ika ora, because it has its hide, it has its skin. Meaning, since it has its hide, its keren, its principle will never finish. Because even if the animal does die, you can still use the hide. And she still has the principle. But the animal still has a principle at the end. Since it still has a principle, the man, he's saying, I'm not afraid of that for an animal. That's not my worry. So the Gemara comes and asks, Amar avuna bar chiya, Amar Shemuel. Shemuel says, Halakha ke Hananiah. Halakha is like Hananiah, that everything goes to the husband. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Afal gavda Amar Shemuel, even though Shemuel says, Halakha ke Hananiah, that everything goes to the husband, even though that's what Shemuel says, Modeh Hananiah agrees, She'im nitgarsha, that if they get a divorce, Notenet damim venotaltan, she would give the money value of the animal. She would pay for it, and she would take the animal back. Why? Because of the praise of the greatness that this came from her father's house, her father's estate. So we don't want to take that away from the father. So even though it really goes to the husband, they agree that if they get a divorce, she pays for the animal, she gets the animal back, it goes back to the father's house. That's what they agree on. Okay, Gemara comes and says, Amar Ava, Amar Av Nachman, Hichnisa lo ayez lechelba. If let's say she brought into the marriage a goat for the milk of the animal, or verachel legizata, or the sheep, let's say for its skin, v'tarnagola lebetzata, or v'tarnagola lebetzata, or let's say a chicken for its eggs, v'deke leperotav, or a palm tree for its fruits, ochel v'holech ad shetichleh akeren, the husband can eat and continue until the principal finishes. So Amar Rav Nachman, Aila le glima. If let's say she brought into the marriage a cloak, a jacket, so pirahave, that's considered fruits, that's considered produce, goes to the husband, and the husband michasebe v'azil ad dekalia, he can wear that jacket, that cloak, until it becomes so worn out. Keman, who is this following? Ki haitana, like this following Tana. The Tanya, the Braita says, Hamelach, okay, I have to give a little introduction. Rashi says, Naflala Yerusha al Sfat Hayam, an inheritance fell to her by the water. Charitzin asa'in shemeh hayam nichnasin bahen, the water goes into these charitzin, ve'achamam yabbashtan, and the sun dries it up, ve'osin melach makes it into a salt. והן מסרפות מים המורות במקרא ומתרגמים לחריצי ימה and וכל מקום שנותנים חול לבניין place where you take dirt, you take sand for a building. So Rashi is saying, if let's say she had this inheritance next to the water and now it's salt and let's say earth, something of the sort, or sand, so Rashi, the Gemara says, המלח והחול, this salt and this sand, הרי זה כפירות, this is like fruits. Pir shel gofrit, if there's like a pit of sulfur, or maybe it's like a pile or a pit, something of a sort of sulfur, or machporet shel srif, or let's say a ditch, or I think it's more so a mine filled with alum. I think Rashi calls it alum. It's like aluminium, some type of alum that they would go into the mines and get, and you could use it for coloring of clothing. Rabbi Meir says, Karen, these are considered principal. But Chachamim say, no, perot. That's considered fruits. Meaning, Rashi says, Chachamim Amrim perot. Umakom haguma yela la Karen. The pit itself is the principal. What's inside the pit is fruits, according to Chachamim. Umize yochal habal ad sheyichle. And the husband can eat it until it finishes. Sheze piryo vederech hana'ato. Vehu hadin leglima. And it's the same thing for the cloak. For the cloak that's brought into the marriage. Velo damu lekesafim. It's not similar to the case of money. Uperot atlushin shne'echlin mibli shiur. There's no amount. Vekol peruta uperuta ho'il ve'enan osin piri havya keren la'atzma. In that case, every single thing that's created, it's not making more fruit, so everything is considered the principle for itself. Whereas in this case, the cloak is the same thing as our case. What's left, right? You have a pit, and inside the pit there's something. Inside the pit is the fruit. The pit itself is the principle. There's a cloak. The husband can use the cloak, and whatever's left over, that leftover jacket is considered the principle that she can take back. So it would be the same opinion. He's following the opinion of the Chachamim that says that this is considered produce, and the jacket can be used by the husband. Rabbi Shimon says, Makom shiyafeh kocho, a place where the strength is stronger when going into the marriage, weaker by divorce, stronger by weaker by marriage, is stronger by divorce. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon is the same opinion as Tanakama. What's the difference? The Gemara answers, Amar Rava, mechubarin bishat yetzia ika beinayu. The difference between them, if the fruits are attached at the time of divorce. So according to Rashi says, according to Rabbi Shimon, b'yetziata shela, when they get a divorce, the fruits go to her, right? When they got married, they're attached, it goes to him. When they get a divorce, it goes to her, right? According to the first opinion, to the Tanakama, that when they first got married, those attached fruits go to him. When they get a divorce, the attached fruits stay to him as well. So that would be the difference between these two opinions.
You have to cut them and give it to them because it grew up and it's a fruit.
No. He keeps the attached fruits. There's attached fruits brought into the marriage. He gets an inheritance of attached fruits. So once he goes into the marriage, they both agree that it goes to him. Now when they get a divorce, it goes back to her, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Tanakama, according to the Chachamim, it stays with him. So that's the machloket. And Rashi goes through why the other case is not a contradiction, why the other case is not a machloket. Also, the case of detached fruits going back to him.
says right. Because they grew during the time.
Right, Rashi talks about it.
So therefore, it's a fruit and it's his.
Okay, let's go a little bit further. Let's push through the Mishnah and try to get to the next Mishnah. Mishnah. Nafnu la avadim ushvachot zekenim. If elder slaves or maidservants fell to her as an inheritance, yimachiru, she can sell them, v'ilakach men karka, she should get a property, v'hu ochel perot, and he eats from the fruits. Rashbag says, Lotim kor, you shouldn't sell it, because that is the praise of the father's home. You're taking away from the father's praise. Naflula zeitim ugefanim zekenim, if old olive vines or grape vines fell to her as an inheritance, im macheru v'ilakach men karka v'uochel perot, she can sell them, buy a property, and he gets the fruits. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lotim kor, you should not sell those vines, because they are the fruit of, they are the praise of the father's house. So the Gemara comes and says, Amarav Kahana, Amarav, Machloket Shenaflu Basadesh Shela. The Machloket in our Mishnah is whenever, in the vines case, in the grapes and olives case, is whenever it fell in inheritance into a field that belonged to her. Aval Basadesh Enash Shela, but if it was a field that does not belong to her, Divrei HaKol, everyone agrees, Timkor, you can sell it, Mishum Deka Kaliya Karna, because the principle is going to be finished anyway. Meaning, if the field doesn't belong to her, right, Rashi says, look at Rashi, אבל בשדה שאינה שלה, כגון שהיו לה אביה זיתים. Father had olives, שקנה בלא קרקע. He bought it without buying the property. על מנת שיהיו בקרקע, המוכר והלוקח יאכל פירות עד שיבשו. So what happens is, both the, in this case, he doesn't own the property, so both the buyer and the seller, the seller and the buyer can eat the fruits until they get dried out. Meaning, what is to say over here? Since the property does not belong to her, so therefore, Rashi, the next Rashi, Dibur Mechil, V'lekach men karka, V'ein echad yachol le'akev v'mechiratan. Nobody can stop them. She'ein kan shevach beit av. There's no praise to the father because the father did not own the property. Hecha dekaliyah karna. Whenever the principle is going to end, meaning you only own fruits, fruits will be eaten. You will have no principle left. There's no shevach to the father's house. There's no praise. So therefore, in that case, Shevach means that when a father has an owning of something, there's a praise that it belongs to the father. So you cannot remove it from the father's home. Yeah, it's a kavod for the father's house. So now if you take that away from him, that's a problem. But if he only owns something that's movable, that you eat it and the principle finishes, then that's not kavod to him, even if you sell that. So in the case whenever the field does not belong to her, everyone would agree that you can sell it and there's no problem. Comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a contradiction. Hare avadim u'shvachot. But the first case in the Mishnah of slaves and maidservants, dechi sadeh she'inah shela dameh. That's similar to a case of a field that does not belong to her. Why? Because eventually, the if you sell them, the eventually what will happen is you will lose the principal. The principal will no longer belong.
Compared to property, avadim u'shvachot is like property.
It's like property that does not belong to her. So if it's like property that does not belong to her, then why do you say upligi? Why do you say there's a machloket? You're saying there's no machloket in a case where it's a field that does not belong to her. Everyone agrees you can sell them. In our Mishnah, we had a machloket in a case of the avadim u'shvachot. And that is like property that does not belong to her. So why is there a machloket? So the Gemara says, Ela, rather flip it all around. I itmar achi itmar. This is what was meant to be taught. Amar of kahana, amar of machloket besadeh she'inashela. No, the machloket is in a field that does not belong to her. That's where the machloket is. If it's a field that does not belong to her, that's where we have a machloket, if you can sell it or not. Aval b'sadeh shela, but if it's a field that belongs to her, divrei hakol, everyone would agree, lo timkor, you should not sell the field. Why? Because the land belongs to the father. It's in the father's home's name. So therefore, if you sell it, you ruin the kavod of the father. So therefore, you should not... Right. You should not sell it because you take away from that sentimental value that belongs to the father. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll do a 1 minute recap on the daf. We started on the Amud Bet. We talked about the first part of the daf was talking about a shtar mavrechet, a document that you're trying to not allow the husband, the new husband, to take property, take over property. Shmuel came and said, like Rav Nachman, you ripped the document. This is shviyot. The next opinion came and said, no, why would you rip the document? It's a valid document. And we said that the difference between them, the distinction is if you gave away all your properties versus you gave away some of your properties. That was part number one. Part number two of the daf was the new Mishnah. We said if a person receives money, he should buy a property, and he should support that. Then the husband can eat the fruits from that property. The meaning is the principle always goes to the woman, and the fruits always go to the husband. That was part number two. Part number three, as we got to the Gemara, was talking about if someone, let's say, steals a Vlad, the animal that comes from a behemah that she received as an inheritance. So the first opinion said it goes to the woman. The payment goes to the woman. The Gemara said, who is this following? The Gemara said it really could be following all opinions. Why? Because the fruit goes to the husband, but not the fruit of the fruit. The fruit of the fruit does not go to the husband, that would go to the woman. That was part number three. And part number four really was a new Mishnah. We talked about if she received new slaves or new old slaves or old maidservants or, for example, old vines, things of the like. What the discussion in the Gemara was, and what we ended with as a conclusion, is that if it fell into a field that did not belong to her, then there's a machloket in our Mishnah if you can sell or not in order to give fruits to the husband. But if it's a field that belongs to her, the conclusion of the Gemara was that you should not sell those fields or those people. You should not sell those fields that you received, if it was those fruits that you received, those vines that you received, if it was in your field. Because what? Because it's Shevach Beit Avia, because of the father's estate, it comes in his name, and we would not want to pull away from that praise. Okay. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.